Welcome, folks. It's a rowdy audience tonight. The second day of our Cuentohan Talk Story program with Barbara Jane Reyes and the Poetry Center. We're going to have a reading tonight from three poets that are guests for this week. Arlene Biala, Orayoan Noel, and Amy Suzara. And tomorrow night, we will be conducting our final program, which will be in an improvised performance at the McCroskey Mattress Company, 7 p.m. This three-day residency is sponsored, supported by the Creative Work Fund, and we thank Francis Phillips, who's here. Thank you, Francis. I'm going to introduce the three poets, and they'll read in alphabetical order by surname. We're getting very adventurous there. And Arlene Biala is a Filipina poet and performance artist born in San Francisco. She is the author of Bone, her first chapbook of poetry that came out in 1993, and Continental Drift that came out from West End Press through the University of New Mexico Press Distribution. I'll have to talk with you about John Crawford.
Yes.
Yeah. 1999. She got her MFA in Poetics and Writing from New College of California and was the recipient of an artist residency at Via Montalvo. She's currently serving as Santa Clara County Poet Laureate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Orayoan Noel was born and raised in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He lives in the Bronx, and he is an assistant professor of English and Spanish and Portuguese at NYU. As a poet, he's the author of Buzzing Hemisphere, Rumor Hemisférico, that which was a Library Journal top fall indie poetry selection. High Density Politics from Blaze Fox, which got the National Book Critics Circle Small Press Highlights selection. And Cool Logic, La Lógica Cool. And El Nuevo Día, Book of the Year, and several other books that are mostly in Spanish, most recently the performance text, and here we go.
Enunciador.
Enunciador, thank you. It's the words are capital and lowercase and capital and lowercase. Other works include the DVD Cool Logic Sessions, a collaboration with the composer Monzo Lopez, the artist's book performance website, The Edgemere Letters, a collaboration with artist Martha Klippinger, and the critical study Invisible Movement, the New Yorican poetry from the 60s to slam, which is a history of the New Yorican arts. And he is the winner of the LASA, L-A-S-A, Latino Studies Book Award and recipient of an honorable mention in the MLA Prize in Latino, Chicano, Literary and Cultural Studies. I never know how to pronounce the A-O, when it's Latinao, Latinao, Chicanao, yes. Amy Suzara, there you are, is a Filipino-American poet, playwright, and performer whose mission is to create poetic and theatrical work about race, gender, and the body to provoke dialogue and social change. Suzara has graced stages nationally from Florida to Washington with her dynamic spoken word. Her debut poetry book, Souvenir, was a finalist for the Willa Award and lauded as a powerful meditation on history and the legacies of race, family, and identity. That was David Mora saying that. Her poems appear in numerous collections, including Fatitude and Kartika Review. Her performance work has been supported by YBCA Away Award, YBC Away Award, there we go, National Endowment for the Arts, the East Bay Community Foundation. Work was selected for the 1 Minute Play Festival, also Playground, Aperture, and the Utah Arts Festival, and staged at the Berkeley Repertory Theater, Counterpulse, right down the street here, and others. Her play, History of the Body, was a finalist for the Bay Area Playwrights Foundation 2015 Festival. She's currently an artist investigator through Cal Shakes. and teaches as an adjunct writing instructor in several California colleges. Luis Rodriguez has said, Aimé Susara is a deep chronicler of our hopes, dreams, pains, and future. Aimé. And so we'll start the night with Arlene Biala. So Arlene.
What's up, everyone? This is a good crew. I feel like since we got together, it's been one great, long, winding night and day. So it's been really good to have time. And I know we've talked about this, but for those of you who aren't privileged enough to be in our Kuwentahan sessions that we've been having at the Manila Town Center, I think it's a rare blessing that we've been able to be there and share time and energy and fears and work and ideas with each other. So again, thank you very much to Poetry Center, to Creative Work Fund, and to Barbara Jane Reyes for bringing us together. So I'm gonna read three poems. The first one, so the poems I chose to read tonight are really praise poems, honor poems, and recognition of wanting to honor people who are, in my mind, life changers and have graced either my own family or closer circle, and then the larger and close circle. Hello, Leticia. Yes, I'm pointing to you. This first piece is from my book, which is likely sharing the same press as Aimé Susara, Her Beckoning Hands, and it's called Yemaya. Yemaya sesu, asesu yemaya. Yemaya sesu. Asesu yemaya, yemaya olodo, olodo yemaya, yemaya olodo, olodo yemaya. Yemaya, tonight your daughters are thirsty. We call your name. You are so close, we barely need to whisper. We wait our turn and then huddle in the arc of your skirt, swaying white caps on the sea. And you rock us back and forth, back and forth. I remember you like this, the sweet taste of rum, the drape of your feather boa kelp. And we wait for silence, for that third note dipping into wawanko, craving to meet someone somewhere in the middle, in the rhythm of call and response. My sister lays her hands on the drum and shuts her eyes, which could misguide her. Your dance begins. The shiver of your curving hip reminds me of that first kiss, the one I tried to keep secret. And we learned quickly how your moods collide, willed by the gesture of the tides. We've learned that tonight the moon has gone missing, the submerged child, your torn skirt. There is no comforting you. A tsunami reeling toward the shore, because silence is your jaw dropped open. The shock of empty space. An ochre star falling into moonless waves, and you've lost count. Even you can't stop it, this weight of your trembling hands. And this is for Jenny Lim and her daughter, Danny. So this year the universe is calling up all the kick-ass musicians and artists and having some party without us somewhere, leaving us to cry here, but remember them and keep them on earth. So this next piece is for Maurice White, Maestro Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And not too much intro, just to say that that band was everything about my formative years growing up, which is, I'm sure, true for a lot of you. I can tell from your smile. So this is called In the Morning When I Rise. It's dedicated to my brothers, Billy and Jimmy Biala, my older brothers who are musicians, and they woke me up every damn morning, 6 a.m. On school days, our alarm clock was never mom or dad. Both gone to work long before we got up at 7 a.m. We were taught to rise on our own, so we did, because getting caught being late meant belt or slipper. My alarm clock was Keith Moon drum solos, Gregorian chants, Miles Davis or the Sex Pistols. These were Jimmy's breakfast menus of infinite treats. At times delicious, but most times too rich for my rookie taste buds. And for more mornings than I could possibly count, my daily alarm clock sounded from Brother Bill's room. Volume cranked up to max on his boombox, Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the live version. Brother Bill, also known as Super Sax, was building his chops. Smooth Philip Bailey, serenading while I bolted awake. And before, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Don Myrick on horn. He plays so beautiful, don't you agree? Brother Bill would blow the sunrise through the bell of his alto sax, cool and sweet, as if the question was meant for him. And I'm almost certain it was. And that part, you know it, when the bass gives way to the sax solo, and then the call and response of sax and voice. It's all about love. It's all about love. Ooh, baby. And each morning I'd wait and pray that Super Sax would hit those last heavenly high notes just right. And I'm singing along in my room trying to hit them too. And when he does, my heart soars. And then it's time to rise. Oh. Hey, no, no, Maestro Maurice Bailey. Thank you. And then of course, everybody knows who we just lost yesterday. I'm gonna need some help, and I see a songstress, and I know that you all have song voices, so let me pull up. this poem was drafted this afternoon, but pulled from some of the writing workshop that we did from Angela's prompt this morning. When I came into the room, I was late, and everybody was like, furious versus. Everybody was really intently writing and engaging. So I'm glad I made it for a shorter version of that. So, let's see. Uh-oh, let me see if I can get in. I might not be able to do it, so I might just have to call out for, do we have Wi-Fi here? No? Okay. All right, so yes, I'm calling you to chime in. Okay, seven. And please, anybody sing along, all right? All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with the intellect and the savoir-faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. One, I saw an angel coming down unto me. She looked me in the eye, pointed with her lips to the tandoi rum on the table, so I quickly poured her a shot. She slammed it and sat down next to me. Sigue, me cuento, she said. I told her that I wanted to, but I confessed I didn't speak the language. Ay, puñeta, she said, and grabbed my wrist. Two. She pulled a small glass jar of sand from her pocket, told me to pour a few grains of homeland into the palm of my hand. Lick them with my tongue, swallow my false lack of memories. Sigue, make cuento. Three. Last spring, we found ourselves at yet another wake. Lola Charing piercing eardrums again with her familiar wailing while we chose Hennessy in the parking lot over holy watered novenas. Bamba, my niece, had just turned 19 years old 2 days before. Four, the things we don't talk about. How my cousin discovered God just after her daughter took God into her own hands and choked him out. Five, Anaknalasi, daughter of thunder. I never ask who whispered in her ear that night, suggesting that she silence the thunder of voices in her head. I don't count the number of times the woman in my family have been beckoned into the hallway by the same whisper. Five, watch the voices fall. You're not Filipino enough, they say. You're American born, you're American. As I think of Mapandan Pangasinan, thinking of me. Six, I know too much. The place of trauma trolling me through the landscape. I need to build altars like Anzalua, to conjure 101 poems for the breath. I need pages of laughter. Seven, what do I know of nuance and time? Sit with me a while. Pour one out for Bamba, for Prince, for Maurice White, Kuya Jun, Ate Edna, for those whose names we think we have forgotten, but whose spirits we have ingested like Pele's tears. Stay with me a while. Together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. Ashe. Thank you.